Hey there, I'm Dr. Dave. Welcome to Microdose U. Two nights ago, I went to a 12-step meeting with a friend of mine. It was not for me. It was to support my friend who was in town visiting me. And I had never been to a 12-step meeting or anything like that in my life. And what I saw and what I learned from it was really pretty amazing. And I want to share a lot of it with you right here on the show today, and how you can incorporate what I learned into your life. And whether you're addicted to anything or not, it doesn't really matter, because we're all on this microdosing journey, or at least you want to learn about it. So welcome again, Dr. Dave, and let's get going.
Enter the world of magic mushrooms with Microdose U.
Hey there, so thank you so much for being here, Nakama. I really appreciate you. And if you're new to the show here, Microdose U, we've got a lot going on now. Wow. So first thing I'd recommend is checking the show notes, because I've got some really good links for you. But also, I'm pretty sure at this point, as we're talking and as we're being published this episode, my brand new website, I'm pretty sure it's up and running right now. It was in beta for a little while. I didn't really share with anybody, but now I'm pretty sure it should be up and running. So check it out if you can. It's very easy to find now. It's simply microdoseu.com, and it's all just one word run together. And the U, remember, the U is just the letter U. So it's microdose with the letter U tacked onto the end of that .com. Check it out. Take a look around. Got some pretty cool things for you. And let me know what you think. Send me an email. Just get in touch with me. Let me know what you think of the site. I just kept it very, very simple with the information I think you want and need, without going too crazy. So it's pretty simple. You don't have like a million things to go through. Take a look. Please let me know what you think. So let's get going now. Yes, so I had a really good friend that came into town to visit me a very, very short time ago. And before he left, a couple nights ago, he asked me if I would go to him to one of his meetings. He just recently started going to these 12-step meetings. It's for, what is it for? SLAA. It stands for Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. And it's a typical 12-step program. I've never been to any of these meetings. I've never been to like an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting or anything similar. But from what I understand, they're all similar, the 12-step programs, whether you're, you know, whatever your addiction might be, they're all fairly similar. Basically, I went in with him. It's a shame we got there a little bit late, because we went to the wrong location at first, and we got there a few minutes late, which so we missed. There was like a speaker there that talked for a little while. We missed his talk. We just saw the very tail end of it. But then after that, what they do, everybody's seated in kind of a, I guess like a circle, a big circle. I would estimate there probably were 10 to 15 people at this meeting. And what they do is they just go around and ask people that want to speak. You don't have to speak if you don't want to. Most people did, but you don't have to. Like, I just sat there as a guest and in support of my friend who did speak, but you don't have to speak. Even if you're a member of this, or even if you're in the program, you could just go and just kind of listen to what other people have to say. But basically, they gave everybody there that wanted to speak 2.5 minutes to tell a story, or tell a little bit about them, or tell everybody where they are with their, you know, with their treatment, or how they're doing, or if anything recently happened or changed, they share that. So they went around, and basically most people there spoke. I would say there might have been two or three that did not, but otherwise everybody spoke. And it was very, very interesting for me, because like I said, I'd never been to a meeting like this before. A couple things I observed. First of all, I felt very, very sad, because the look on these people's faces and their expressions and their body language was just, I got the feeling, and again, I'm probably more sensitive to this than a lot of people, but I felt a lot of sadness in the room, unfortunately. Sure, some people smiled, but I felt a tremendous amount of just sadness and wanting to have a better life. That's what I felt. But not only did people tell a little bit of the stories about their sex and love addiction, which nobody went into detail or anything like that. It didn't get graphic or anything like that. And in fact, the moderator said you can't get graphic. You can't tell stories about like certain sexual type things. So they just, it was very, very general. But what I noticed was almost every single one of the people that spoke, I'd say almost everyone, if not everyone, mentioned that they had other addictions as well. And the most common one, well, probably you can guess, the most common one was alcohol. Almost everyone there had also had an alcohol addiction. And one guy next to me also talked about drug addiction. There are other types of addictions. I can't remember. But the commonality was there's not just these people there didn't just have one. They mostly all had also an alcohol addiction as well. I didn't speak there. I just listened to everyone very carefully. And these are fellow human beings. You know, you never know who is who's having these types of issues or who goes to these meetings or who's in treatment. You just never know because on a daily basis, probably most of these people are going about their day. They're going to work. They're participating in their kids' school type stuff. They're, you know, whatever they're doing. And most people probably wouldn't know. These are just regular people. But I was thinking to myself, getting back to my friend who I was supporting there, when I found out about his issues a couple years ago, I really did try to talk to him about microdosing and magic mushrooms. And he did give it a try. But the try that I noticed was a couple times and then just didn't really do much else with it. And then he pretty much reverted back into his addiction and you know, over at least a couple years with, you know, up and down and up and down and generally not good at all. And I tried my best to help, but he didn't really want to go that route at all. And again, I'm not here to judge anyone, and you know, I love my friend, but it seemed like he didn't really want treatment that badly. And I also kept telling him many times that he really needs to see, if he doesn't want to try the you know, magic mushroom psilocybin type route to get the brain rewired, which I honestly believe that it would do that and help him quite a bit, then at the very least you need to see an addiction counselor, addiction therapist, which he ultimately did, but it took him well over a year plus before he really did that. So he spent a lot of time in misery and a lot of trouble. And even though his, you know, his addiction was obviously wreaking havoc on his entire life, I was watching that play out, and I told him many times that, you know, hey, my friend, you need to get treatment, whatever you choose to do, whether you choose to do microdosing of magic mushrooms or whatever you choose to do, you need to get treatment. And so I'm really happy that he finally has started this, and it's only been probably a month or two. It hasn't been real long. So I don't really know what the results have been, but one of the things I just when I was listening to the people talking in the room, it wasn't my place to talk to anybody. Of course, I'm not going to do that. I'm there for my friend. I'm there to support my friend. But the entire time I was thinking that if only these people understood the power of microdosing this psychedelic medicine, if only they understood that, if only they could listen to my show, if only they could join with what we're doing, this movement, this incredible movement to change lives. Because you see, I really believe that this medicine is so powerful. It does rewire our brain in a very, very positive way. And when you look at the potential benefits of microdosing magic mushrooms, you know, of course you hear a lot about depression and anxiety and PTSD and maybe even like OCD, ADHD. There are all kinds of things, but addiction is one of the big ones too. Many people start using psychedelics in a microdosing type of way, or even macrodosing. But you know, my show is about microdosing because that's what I'm experienced with, and that's what's helped me. That's what has changed my life. So I truly believe in the microdosing regimen. I really believe that it works. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight. There's not going to be anything you can do, no matter what anybody says, to change you overnight. There's just not going to be. It takes some time and it takes some work. However, I will tell you that my life in the past 3 years has changed so much for the better. It's hard to comprehend, and it's hard to explain. because every day I just feel so grateful that I'm here and that I feel really good and that my life is productive and that I'm back doing things the way that I used to do when I was younger. And my calling is to just to help others and to really get others on the right path to feeling better every single day. I mean, like I've said before, it's you're not here just to learn how to microdose. Again, you know, I've got so many episodes on how to do that. I mean, I can't even count how many times I've talked about how to microdose in the proper way and the proper doses. And you can look back and find all of that. And I'll do more. I'll do plenty more of those. But you're not here only to learn about how to microdose. You're here because you want to change your life. You want to feel better. You want to feel better every single day, or as good as possible every single day. And you want to glide through life on a daily basis, feel good, and live the life that you want to live. Not the life that other people are trying to prescribe for you and other people are trying to say, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. You've got to hang out with these people because these are the right people to hang out with. You've got to make a lot of money because that's going to look good in your community. So you've got to be making a lot of money and wealthy and driving the right car and wearing the right clothes and jewelry and private schools and country clubs and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, feel free to fill in the blanks for what, you know, you think or people are telling you or you feel need to do in your community. They're probably different, but maybe similar. You don't need to live the life that other people think you should live. You want to live the life that you want to live and that you feel good about. And again, you want to just feel good every day. You want to be smiling. You want to be happy. And you can do this through microdosing. And I really believe that every single person in that room, when I went to that meeting, the 12-step meeting, I believe that every single person in that room could feel a lot better if they understood what this incredible medicine can do for them. There was one guy, I think he said he's been in this program for like 12 years. Now, I understand that they say that when you have an addiction, you're always an addict. And I mean, I've got a guy in my high school class. And let me tell you, I graduated high school back in, well, let's see, over 50 years ago. I'm old. It's been over 50 years. And this guy in my high school class that was addicted to drugs, and he went through a program. But to this day, 50 some years later, he posts on Facebook all the time about how, you know, what day it is, what year it is, how many days and months and years since he's been clean. And I get it, but I don't know. Does there come a time where 50 years later, you need to keep telling people that you've been clean for 50 years and 52 years and 3 months and 17 days and 4 hours? I mean, does that, I don't know. Again, I hope I'm not breaking any protocol here, but does that really help? I mean, if you are microdosing magic mushrooms and your brain is rewired and you never feel the need or the urge or the tendency to go back to the bad ways that you, I mean, I think you're done. I think that's it. We don't need to keep telling people on a daily basis how many days and hours and weeks and years it's been, because you're going to be fixed. So I was a little sad when I was in that room and the people were saying how long they've been in this program. And I don't know whether that means they've ever reverted or gone back or gone. You know, I think when you're an addict, you know, you it's an up and down type thing, and you can, you know, fall off the wagon and then, you know, get back on and help yourself up. But then you go back and forth. And, you know, I really believe that if I would have had some time there, if they would have given me some, not that I would have done this at all, not that I would even wanted to be asked to do this, but I felt that I could have helped a lot of people there permanently rewire their brain and not just a temporary thing. And you have to keep going to meetings every week of your life for the next many, many, many decades. I don't think that's what I would want to do. I would want to be cured. I would want to be finished with this whole thing. And that's where I believe magic mushrooms can come in. Another thing I learned there is that I listened carefully, and I never want to be like any of them. And I'm not saying that in a way that I'm degrading anybody in any way whatsoever. I have respect for anybody. Again, there are fellow human beings, and they went through some really bad stuff, and they're really trying so hard to get out of that and stay with this program. But I would never want to be in that situation in the first place. And again, I know it's very complex why people do get addicted to things, and a lot of it is genetic. A lot of it, if you know, you have family members and parents that had an addictive type personality, you are more prone to it. And that's, you know, you can't help your genetics. I know, I get that. I totally get that. But even being in one of those meetings, sitting in one of those meetings as a support member for my friend, I learned that I never want to be like that. I never want to be an addict. And again, I'm not downplaying that, because those of you that have had issues with that, I know the struggle. I understand the struggle. I've had many people come in and out of my life that have had that type of struggle. So I'm, even though I have not struggled personally with addiction, I do understand it, and I feel horrible. And I know it's very, very tough, and I don't want to minimize that. However, sitting in on that meeting, I know that I would, if I ever felt the tendency that I'm getting started with anything like that, I would immediately just say, okay, I remember the meeting. I never want to be like that. I'm going to stop. And I believe that with the help of the magic mushrooms, with the rewiring of the brain, will I'm pretty sure that will take care of it. Like, thank God I've never had an addictive personality, and nobody in my family has really had that as far as I know. So again, that's a little bit the luck of the draw, because I don't have to deal with that genetics. People that do, I know. We can't help that, though. We just have to do the absolute best we can, knowing that we can't change our genetics, but we have to do everything else we can to minimize the chance that we'll ever fall into that situation. And if we're in that situation, do whatever it takes to get out. Like, again, that's why you're here. Magic mushrooms, psilocybin, psychedelics. This is what we're talking about. The world is changing, and so are the way we can treat. And it just seems like a lot of areas are way behind. So again, this is not medical advice, and I also urge you only to use this beautiful medicine in an area where it is legal or decriminalized. I don't want to see anybody get in trouble. But there are plenty of places where we can do this and stay safe. So I'm so glad you're here, Nakama. I've got a lot more to talk to you about, but I just wanted to share this with you, because this is, again, it's the first time I ever experienced any type of meeting like this in all my life. And it was an eye-opener. It really was. And if you are a member of any of these types of meetings, or you know, going through treatment, feel free to shoot me over an email and let me know your perspective on what I just shared. Am I off base? Am I right? In some ways, I don't claim to know everything, but I do know one thing, that magic mushrooms have totally, totally turned my life around. And I do know another thing, that I believe they can do the same for you. I'm just a little bit ahead of you possibly on the timeline, but I believe, I'm very convinced, if you do it right, your life can be greatly improved in so many things, and not just mental health issues or addiction problems, not just that. But again, I feel much more focused in what I do every day. I started my running again, and I ran a 10K. I did an episode on that 10K a couple weeks ago. And even with osteoarthritis in my knees, I was able to do that. My cognitive abilities just seem like they're really good. And a lot of that probably has to do with lion's mane, that it's another type of mushroom that I consume every day. Lion's mane really helps for cognitive ability. But again, I just feel like I'm again more focused and enjoying each day more than I ever have in my life, I would say. And you can do the same thing. Again, I'm not anybody special at all. I'm just a regular guy. I'm a retired dentist, a regular guy who's been through a lot of stuff, who learned how to fix it. That's all I am. And you can do the exact same thing as I've done. I'm willing to help you any way I can. Please let me know. Remember, I put a brand new episode out every single Wednesday and Friday. So stay with us here, and make sure, if you're not subscribed, make sure you click that subscribe button, whatever platform you're listening to me on or viewing me on as well. Now I do some of these as videos. So make sure you subscribe, get those notifications enabled. So every time I put a new episode out on Wednesday and Friday, you will be privy to seeing these first before anybody else, if you have the notifications going, so you won't miss anything. And remember, I'm on Patreon as well. I put some cool stuff out on Patreon. So find me over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/microdoseu. Everything's microdoseu, right? Okay, till next time. Love you guys. Love you, my entire nakama. Love you all. I will talk to you really, really soon.